Hello everyone, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。Jody， 你知道吗？我昨天搬东西啊，脖子今天特别疼。
You look like you're in pain.
哎呀，没错。
Oh, you have to be careful when you're moving stuff. What have you done to make it feel better?
我吃了两颗止疼片，不过好像没什么用。
Maybe you should think about getting some acupuncture.
No. 我最害怕针。
Well, don't worry.On today's show, our guest is Shannon, and she is an acupuncture student. And she used to be afraid of needles, too.
好啊，那我们就来认识一下 Shannon.
Hi, my name is Shannon, and I'm currently studying acupuncture in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And it's really different from anything else I've ever done before, and I love it.
Shannon 是什么时候开始对针灸感兴趣的呢?
Well, she lived in China a number of years ago, and there, she watched people get acupuncture often.
没错啊，因为针灸在中国是很普遍的，所以很多外国人到了中国以后呢，就开始对针灸产生了兴趣。
That's what happened with Shannon, and that's where she got over her fear of needles. Let's hear more from Shannon.
I lived in China a number of years ago, and I would watch people...get acupuncture. I was very scared of needles then. So it took me a couple of years before I wanted to try, getting acupuncture myself, and I had some incredible experiences with it.
他刚才说的 incredible experience 是什么呢?
One of Shannon's incredible experiences was after a car accident. She was very shaken up. So she went in and had an emergency acupuncture appointment. Shannon says...that it only took 5 minutes for the 7 needles to help her feel like herself again and help her deal with the accident.
那 Shannon 在接受针灸治疗之前是不是就 not feeling like herself?
Right, she wasn't feeling normal. She didn't feel right. She was crying, shaking, and generally just freaking out.
Freaking out 在这里就是情绪失控的意思。
Again, here's Shannon.
I was in a car accident a while ago and feeling very shaken up after the car accident. And I went to an emergency acupuncture appointment. And they put just like 7 needles in my back. And I felt everything like swish in and out of me. So I had felt very scattered before. And after these 7 needles in like 5 minutes, I felt very much like myself again. I could stop crying. I stopped shaking, stopped freaking out. I felt much more like myself.
Jody， 我听说啊，现在针灸在美国也开始流行起来了，不过呢，还没有进入主流医学领域。
Acupuncture in the United States is not yet considered mainstream, but it definitely is becoming more and more common. According to Shannon, people in the United States are more intrigued than skeptical about acupuncture.Again, here's Shannon.
I think they're more intrigued than skeptical. So many people I've talked to here know of somebody who's been to acupuncture, or they're in it, or their child's in it, or they want to go. So I think there's definitely high demand here in the States for that.
现在人们对针灸的兴趣的确是越来越大了。那从事这一行现在赚不赚钱啊?
That's the good part. According to Shannon, the medium or average salary...right out of school is about $70,000 a year. And that's just for a normal, regular schedule.
真的?一出学校一年就能挣$70,000,那很不错啊。
I guess the median salary right out of acupuncture school is like $70,000 a year. And that's not, you know, that much overtime. That's just kind of like a normal schedule.
针灸现在很热门,收入也很不错。你说我也去学针灸怎么样?
Yang Chen, you faint at the sight of needles.
这个容易克服。
Yang Chen, I think you should do whatever you are passionate about.
那 Shannon 是不是对针灸有很大的热情呢?
Let's hear from Shannon.
I've been wanting to do it for years, and I think this is where I'm going professionally. I had thought that I would study acupuncture after having the, like, logical career in Chinese studies.And then a couple of years ago, I just had that realization of, you know, life is short, so why don't I do what I'm really passionate about right now?
Shannon 说的没错 ,life is short, 生命是短暂的。所以啊,你想做什么就去做什么,千万不要犹豫。谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋,我们下次节目再见。
See you next time on American Cafe.